Yo, what is up, everyone? What is good? Wow, it has been a very long time. It has been, I think the last time I made an episode was in May. It is October and we are going into November on Sunday. This is the last week of October and man, a lot has happened. If I haven't said it already, wow. This year, what it has been. But yeah, we're gonna get right into it, man. We're gonna get right into it. I love y'all. Wow. Yeah, man, I'm back. And you know what? I gotta be better about this because I need to make myself accountable, hold myself accountable, and excuse me. To get this, to get episodes out every week. We're gonna try it. You know what I mean? It is October 26th. And next week on Monday, I'm gonna have another episode or Tuesday. You gotta hold yourself accountable, Unique. Okay? Boom. All right, you guys, what is going on, man? I'm still in New York City. And it's loud. New York City is just a place where it's just loud, just regardless. It loves to be loud. It loves to be just like, hey, I'm here. I'm New York. Ah, loud noises. Bah, bah, bah. So, yes, I still live in New York City. I'm still from Los Angeles, if people didn't think I was, but I am. I'm still an actor. I moved. I'm in Brooklyn still, but yeah, I moved from Bed-Stuy to Bushwick, so I am in a bigger space where I could just be with my thoughts and just be chaotic sometimes, you know what I mean? It just happens to be that. I'm a Gemini, so if you have ever talked to a Gemini, or if you are a Gemini, you understand. But yeah, man. Man, this year has been, it's been a lot. I mean, for everyone, but I'm just going to speak for me, because I'm going to speak on my own, what I got going on, because I don't know what everybody else got going on. Of course, we're all, you know, fighting this pandemic together, not in like a war, but like, you get what I'm saying. You know, we're in this pandemic together. We're in this like civil rights movement together, and trying to get this orange Cheeto, whatever that thing is, out of the White House. But it has been a very, it's been a year, you know what I mean? For everyone, I have dealt with, you know, moving in a pandemic. I dealt with some situationships, you know, golly, is dating. I've dealt with having moments of feeling like I'm not, I don't know, like good enough as like an actor. Just feeling like I need to be doing something more and better, and just like overwhelmed with productivity and underwhelmed with it. Sometimes I just don't want to do anything. Sometimes I want to do so many things all at once. It's just a lot. But one thing for sure, you guys know me, we are going to start with da-da-da-da, fact of the day. So if you guys did listen to my podcast before, I will always do a random fact of the day and a corny joke. 1 to 2 corny jokes. That's just my thing. You know what I mean? Why not? Okay. Ba-dum-bum. Okay, so this is the random fact of the day. The eye makes movements 50 times every second. Wow. So that's kind of cool. Boom. I've always been someone who has loved learning different like facts and something cool. I just love learning something fun. I think it's just so fun and cool. It's just like, ah, you know what I mean? So gather that up, take that in, and go about your day with that. I'm so silly. But yeah, so I have dealt with just having moments of feeling like I'm not successful as an actor. And also in life, it's just, you know, it'd be a lot happening. And trying to go through that while being quarantined and you're in silence with yourself. You know, it's just you, yourself, and I. And so going through those motions and not having to basically hide those, like, motions with myself, like, putting it under the rug of something that I used to do, just have to be like, you know, face those moments, and it has been challenging. I'm currently in a space of like in a process of like researching classes and stuff, but yeah, it's just up and down. I mean, for anyone who is an artist, or just like anyone in general, because this can go for anyone who is just out here doing what they love or anything like that. Just having moments of feeling like you're not like a success, you know what I mean? And success can mean anything for anyone. Can be anything for anyone. What am I talking about? Yeah, it's been a minute. It could be anything for anyone. What does your success look like? Mine's, I would like to keep my success private, but I do have a couple of things that I definitely want to conquer. I definitely want to be in, you know, some of these shows that we see on Hulu or Netflix. I definitely want to be on those, and you know, to be able to have like Denzel Washington or Lena Waithe be the director, and I'm like an actor, you know, supporting role, principal, or Issa Rae, all that stuff. So there's just like a lot I want to conquer, and I know I can. It's just sometimes it's hard, and sometimes it's also like hard to just being like just a regular degular. Like, I don't have like I'm not an influencer, you know, I don't have like mad followers, and I don't care about that. So I just like, you know, starting from like, you're starting from the ground up. I don't know what's going on with my neighbors, but they're rolling something. I don't know what it is. They're rolling with the homies. I don't know, but I'm recording now. Y'all need to respect my podcast, because I am a big podcaster, and yeah, respect me. You see that, you guys? Boom. I did the voice and they stopped. That's what I'm talking about. Bing, bada, boom. Anywho, I'm all over the place. You know? So, but yeah, I have a lot of things that I definitely want to do as an actor. And then also, like, in my personal life, like, lifestyle and all that stuff, I definitely want to conquer a lot of things. But yeah, it has definitely been challenging, especially, like, this year, going through the hoops of, like, being in a pandemic and a civil rights movement at the same time, while also trying to find your joy and happiness. Golly, it is a lot, man. Damn. Shit. But yeah. But we're gonna take a break, and then we're gonna come back. Okay, you guys, we are back from the imaginary commercial break that I had. Just just pretend I have like just commercials and ads playing, you know what I mean? Just, you know, I'm pretending, and I have some really great ads playing in my head. But yeah, we are back. So we're gonna start the second half with the corny joke, and then end with a corny joke, and maybe a little motivational quote to get you through the week, you know? Okay, ready for the corny joke time? It's corny joke time, corny corn. Okay, so what did the ocean say to the shore? What did it say, Unique? Nothing. It just waved. Hey. Yo, that was really funny. So, like, imagine like someone really going in, like laughing at this. Like, no, they're really going. Like, it's not even a fake laugh. Like, it's like a real, 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 real laugh. Like, imagine. Okay, that's enough. I'm really having too much fun with this Darren Cooney joke. All right, so as I was saying earlier, there was a lot that was going on with my life. You know, career-wise, private life, family life, moving, all that stuff, dealing with the pandemic and civil rights, and just being just like a black queer woman, just living, you know what I mean? Just, it's just a lot of stuff, as other people are dealing with, you know, all kinds of things. But yeah, man, it's been very challenging. So I've always been, whoa, what was that? I don't know why I like had like a moment of like stuttering or something. So I've always been like a person that's been very, very, very private with my dating life and love life. I don't really post anything on social media. Or if you are close, like, if you're close friends, you will know. But if you're not, you won't know anything. Boom. So I've always been a person that has been very, very, very private with my dating life, my love life, or just anything that I'm dealing with, family, all that stuff, private stuff, all that. I've always just been, well, personal stuff, I've always been super private with that. So I have, sorry, I'm just like, why am I messing with this ring light? I'm messing with the ring light right now, and I don't know why. I need to be very quiet because I realize I don't have a studio, you know, and like a proper type of like mic, because I'm using a certain mic, but I have to be very like cautious of like my movements and what I'm doing because it picks up everything. So what did I decide to do? Mess with my ring light, grab like the plug thing and just wrap it around. I don't know why I'm doing that. You see how I'm all over the place, you guys? Yeah. So anywho, like I was saying, I am a very, very private person, and I wanted to touch on the topic of like just dating in general. So, yeah, I have been in I don't know why I'm saying this, because I'm just like, I don't like, you know, talking about like my dating life, all that stuff, to people that I don't know, you know what I mean? So but I have been in a situationship earlier this year, and of course it ended. It was just it was a lot, you know what I mean? At moments I was like, you know what, yeah, I'm definitely not ready for a relationship, because I'm like over going back and forth with her, and certain things that I did got on her nerves, and it's just like, apparently I'm just like an asshole and a fuckboy and all this stuff. But I would say in the past I have been this is not something to be, you know, what do you call that, prideful or boastful about, but I have been, especially living in LA, I have been like a fuckboy. I would say that. I will basically take accountability for that. I have been a fuckboy. Now, when I did move to New York, I definitely had my fun, or whatever like that. I definitely didn't want to be tied down so early on, because I wanted to see what the dating life was, you know, what the queer life scene, wow, what the queer lifestyle was, the LGBT like dating scene was out here. So I wanted to try it out. I didn't want it to be locked down so early, you know what I mean? I just wanted to have fun, and I did. I had a lot of fun. But sometimes you meet really great people that makes you stop and be like, I just might stop being in my ways and might just fuck with you only, you know what I mean? But it didn't end up being that. But with this situationship, it was just a lot of on and off, a lot of subliminal stuff, a lot of like not communicating but communicating, like not really expressing how like we each felt. Like I would tell her like how I felt, and then she'll tell me, and then basically like she would show it, like she would be upset about something I told her or whatever like that. And I'm just like, why didn't you tell me that you actually want to be like, you know, more or whatever like that? Not that I was going to be like, okay, yeah, we're about to be in a relationship, but she just wasn't like honest about how she felt. I think she was just trying to be like, I don't know, it was like maybe like pride or whatever. But anywho, long story short, you guys, I'm out of that, and I'm super grateful to be out of that, because it's also like, it's very frustrating. And I've known people who have, well, I don't know personally, but I've known, well, yeah, I know people are going through like the up and downs of like situationships and dating. Dating is very, very hard, especially during these days. Excuse me. You hear my neighbors, you guys? They're like really moving. But dating is something else, especially during this time. It's like no one's like everyone's communication is trash. I also have like trash communication, but it's really rare to find someone that has great communication, great sex, just beautiful, just smart, funny, know how to dress, all that stuff, you know what I mean? It's rare, but when you do find that person, it is phenomenal. And yeah, I met someone who is very dope, very cool, and she's cool. That's all I'm gonna say on that, because what did I say earlier? I am private. Look at me again. Why I have these wires in my hand? Well, it's just one wire. It's from the ring light, and I'm playing with, why am I playing with this? Knowing that it's gonna make noise. You see, guys? Yeah. But yeah, so that was like my situationship, just to like be broad on it. Not really go into detail on it. Excuse me. But yeah, so to update you guys, I have about 1, 2, 3, 4 plants. I did have 5, but the 5th one decided to die and be ungrateful. I think he's also like an outside plant, because I bought him and he was outside and he was super beautiful. It looked like a tree, and he is gone. Like, ain't no leaves on him. It's just the bark. It's just brown. You know what I mean? He's standing strong. Like, his bark is standing strong. It's like the stick, the base is standing strong. And this, like, you know, in this potted plant. So I'm going to have to take him outside, because he's like, he's gone. And I'm pretty sure he would like to be outside to really be in the airs of New York City and feel all that jazz. I'm super sorry to the 5th plant. He wasn't able to make it through. But my other plants, they are the ride or die. They've been here. They've been vibing. I'm looking forward to getting another. I do want to get a bigger plant that's like a nice little piece. Be super cute, like something in a corner. So I plan on getting something like that. I'm trying to think what else has been going on. Oh, someone stole my bike wheel. So I've had my bike for about a year and a half, and someone took my bike wheel, like the back wheel. I'm guessing it was a quick release wheel, meaning that it's quick to get it off. I don't know terms, but yeah, someone took my bike wheel, my back, and I contacted the bike store, and they said it's gonna cost so and so, and I was like, ooh. I might as well get me a new bike. But now, I'm able to get like an e-bike, and I'm about to try that out this week. I'm picking it up tomorrow, and I want to tell you guys how it is. I'm super excited. I enjoy like biking. I love biking through the city, and then also it's like a nice little side hustle, you know, delivering stuff people food or whatever they need or whatever like that. So just a little side hustle. So I'm excited to do the e-bike and do that with it. And just like just ride around. You know what I mean? I love biking. I love like I tried also like the motor scooters, the e-scooters. Those are super fun. And I feel like I'll have like a very, very fun time with that. So yeah, you guys. I think that is it for this episode. We are gonna come back next week and I'm gonna hold myself accountable and we're gonna, you know, push these things out. It has been a very, very long time. I miss you guys and yeah, man, we're gonna have like we're gonna end off 2020 very strong. It has been a very trying year for everyone and I'm looking forward to greatness to come and success for everyone, for myself, all that stuff, friends and family and all that jazz. So before we get out of here, we're gonna say one last corny joke. And I'm going to try to find a motivational quote for y'all too. You know, why not leave y'all with something nice? Leave y'all with something nice. I think this one would be. I'm trying to find something fun. Okay. I'll do that one. All right, so the next corny joke of the day. Did you hear about the kidnapping at school? It was fine. He woke up. Ba-doom-tsh. Ah, you get it? Because, okay. Yeah, I'll just be the only one hyping me up. All right, so this is the motivational quote of the day. You never fail until you stop trying. Again, you never fail until you stop trying. So, yeah. And also, you guys, be gentle with yourself. I'm saying this also for me as well. But be gentle with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Love yourself more. And do something fun for yourself this week. Something big or small, whatever like that. But, yeah, I love y'all. Peace.
Yay!